Your life will never get better or bigger than your best thought, than your highest thinking. You won't exceed it. And essentially, it creates a ceiling on your life. And for years and years and years, I thought it was smart to kind of be realistic and pragmatic in my life. And there is some benefit to doing that, but it's such a limiting thing. Most of us in our lives are limited by our small and realistic thinking because the people around us have got us to conform that way.
Expect big things. Think big. Think big. You can do it. You can do it. Why can't I do it? Take a little bit of piece at a time of daily goals, monthly goals. But you can make it happen. It can happen.
Think big. There is magic in thinking big. Don't settle for mediocrity. Ambition, especially thinking big and setting a very, very authentic, desirable future for yourself, is an incredible thing. And if you work hard and obsess over a goal like that, you know, you really think to yourself, okay, I'm 22 right now. What would be the best life that I could have at 32 years old? And you start to write that down and you start to visualize it and you start to like work towards it. And you know, we'll set some goals regarding this together. You make some incredible progress, and it's all about where you set that goal. Do you know, for the majority of goals that I've set, I've had people say, nope, that's crazy, it's impossible. And yet I'm here. It's so easy for your own brain to be like the naysayer in this. And so this is a very important question to ask yourself. How far does your own mind think that you can go? How big is your brain thinking?
Do not let people think you do not belong, because I promise you, once you sit at these tables, at these fancy places, with folks with fancy titles, and they got a big bank account, and you talk to them, and you go, oh, they ain't all that,
yeah,
right? This idea that somehow they are so special, they're so smart, they're so sophisticated, not really. They've been exposed. They've been given the confidence of feeling like they belong.
The best piece of advice that I ever received is that you are what you think about. Everything that you think about, you become. You become what you think about. Thoughts lead to actions. Actions lead to behaviors. Behaviors leads to lifestyle. Lifestyle determines your destiny. So everything begins in the mind. If you can control and wield your mind, you can very much determine your destiny.
When we fully realize that thought causes all, we'll know there's never any limits that we ourselves do not impose.
If you're going to think, you might as well think big. And big thinking changes everything. One, it opens up your entire mind to the possibilities that you were oblivious to before you thought the bigger thought.
Think bigger for yourself, because you are immense. You are magnificent. You are powerful beyond your current understandings. So break through that another level. Challenge your brain to think even bigger for yourself, even if it's just as an activity to break the bounds of your current beliefs and behaviors. You deserve something extraordinary in your life, but at first, you have to want it.
I feel so strongly that the reason I'm here is I dreamed big dreams. I dreamed the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible. I'm also living proof. This isn't a Hollywood movie. I come literally from the other side of the tracks. If you saw where I grew up and we took a picture of it, the neighborhood, the setting, you'd say it's impossible that someone could come from there and get here. But it is possible.
If thinking is the most important thing you do, because of the consequences of thinking determine the entire quality of your life, then the quality of your thinking determines the quality of your life. And so the more time that you spend thinking and thinking well and thinking clearly, the more successful you are.
We can let our current circumstance, our current situation in life, dictate the way we think. That is the way probably 98-99% of the world thinks. They let their current circumstance and environment dictate the way they think. That's a mistake. What we need to do is we need to alter the way we think first. If you want to change your environment, you want to change your circumstance, you want to change the way of being, you have to change it in here first. And if we can change that in here and use our imagination to picture the way we want our life to be, become pleasantly obsessed with that, have a goal that's worthy, that causes you to want to get up in the morning, get out of bed and do something different, and picture yourself already in possession of whatever that goal is, you will start to take action on a daily basis that will get you there.
Most people don't focus on their mindset. Most people are focused on exterior factors. They think that everything that happens to them is by chance. And they don't realize that a lot of the things that happen to them are things that they attract. Because you attract the things that you are, and you are what you do, and you do what you think about. So it's all a cyclical loop. Mm-hmm. Most people don't understand the power of the mind. That's why they haven't tapped into the power of the mind. And the power of the mind is one very simple thing. The ability to direct your attention towards a specific given objective, and then to have the willpower to pursue it.
If you dream big and surround yourself with great people and leave your ego at the door and share success with others and have a little luck along the way, you can do anything. But there will be people along the way, and I remember this, who will say to you, you know, you're dreaming too big. It's not possible. Those things just can't happen. Don't allow anyone, friend, family, acquaintance, teachers, whoever it is, don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible.
So when you only see small opportunities, you only speak about small opportunities, then you can only seize small opportunities. And one of the reasons, I promise, one of the reasons you're struggling right now is because you are thinking too small. And exposing yourself to people who think bigger so that you can start to exercise your atrophied big thinking muscles is one of the most important things you can do. More important than learning how to do a thing is learning how to become the person who can do it. Because if you learn how to become the person who can do it, you will figure out that.
What is the most valuable and highest paid work that you do? It's a really interesting question, because when I heard the question, I didn't know what the answer was. What do you think the highest paid and most valuable work is that you do? And the answer is thinking. Thinking is the most valuable work.
The reason thinking is the highest paid work is because of the potential consequences of thinking. Everything that has ever happened to you or not happened to you has been the result of either good or bad thinking. So thinking is the highest paid work. And the wonderful thing is, the more and the better that you think, the better results that you get. And the reason is because of my favorite word, and the word is consequences. Is the consequences of thinking can be enormous, positive or negative. You can always tell, by the way, and you know I've written books on time management, you can always tell if something is important by looking at the consequences of doing it or not doing it. And you'll find that successful people do things that have high positive potential consequences, and unsuccessful people don't.
Get excited about the fact you are a thinking center. You're something unique in this whole planet that you're a part of, in the whole universe that you're a part of. You're a thinking center. There's power, there's spirit flowing to and through you. You can actually photograph the energy leaving the body. You can photograph the density and the color of the energy leaving the body. Yes, the image is changing your mind, the density and the color of this energy changes.
Successful people, they think long term. The more successful they are, the longer term that they think. I'll give you a perfect example. Look at someone who's a homeless person. How far do they think? They probably only focus on the next meal. Where am I going to get my next meal? Where am I going to get that few little bit of change? An employee, a typical or maybe someone who works in more like a manual labor kind of job. Right, they're thinking about when I'm going to get my check in 2 weeks. They think as far as 2 weeks. A little bit better employee, they've been thinking about monthly. What I'm going to do, you know, when am I going to get paid? How much am I going to get paid? They're thinking about what I need to focus on a month-to-month basis.
But it's a different way of thinking. When you expose yourself to people who think bigger, their big thinking is one of the only ways that you can see how small your thinking has been.
You know, all these big talks about dream big, believe in the impossible, follow your dream, go for it, don't rest till you get it. All of it is true. All of it is true. You could be anybody, anywhere, with anyone, and you can be a 0 on 10, and you can become the biggest movie star in the world if good things happen to you and you believe in goodness. I'm really telling you, if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone.
You're a thinking center. Man, that is enormous. When you, no other creature on the planet can think. all the terms that a person fashions, or all the forms that a person fashions with his or her hands, must first emerge from thought. An individual cannot shape a thing until the same individual has thought the thing. Van Gogh was asked one time, well, how he did such beautiful work. He
said, Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did I dream my painting and then I paint my dream?
Are your thoughts because of your actions or your actions because of your thoughts? Like, where does it really start with?
There's this hermetical principle, as above, so below. Your will be done on heaven as it is on earth. Everything begins in the mind. In order for something to become real, it needs to first be thought, because thought is energy, and thought becomes manifested through action into the three-dimensional world, right? So action is what makes the thought reality.
And the fact that we can create a life that we want to live, it's just so thrilling and exciting. And for each one of us, we're in the same situation. It's a matter of having mastery, control, awareness over our thoughts and feelings. That's what it is. And we all have thoughts and feelings, so we're all equal in that regard. And so it's a matter of being aware of what we're thinking, and or being aware of what we're feeling, and shifting that if we find that we're starting to think negatively. And I mean, these days I will say, it's if you will just think about what you want instead of what you don't want, your life would be incredible. And isn't that so easy? Like, it's so easy, right?
I mean, everything originates in the mind. You know, the idea is what inspires the opportunity for you to get up and pursue a business. The inspiration that you observe and you think about, and when you observe an athlete win, and that inspires you to endeavor and work hard and become an athlete yourself. Everything originates in the mind. That's why the system is after your mind. You know, from the moment you're born, they start indoctrinating you with the school system. They indoctrinate you with, you know, what's important, what's not important. They attribute your self-worth and your value to what you have to give to the system, as opposed to who you are as an individual.
If you were to ask me, take away everything I have, take away all the tools that I have in business, in sales, in marketing, everything I have, but you can leave me with one thing, what would I pick? Without hesitation, I would tell you, is thinking time, the ability to think, because business is an intellectual sport. Creating wealth is an intellectual sport. Becoming successful is an intellectual sport. Not necessarily just how smart you are, but the ability to think. What is going on? Thinking time. Most people don't think enough. Henry Ford said it best. Thinking is the hardest work there is. That's why so few people engage in it.
A human being is a thinking center. See yourself as a thinking center. I remember one time Earl Nightingale said, if most people said what they were thinking, they would be speechless. And at first I laughed, and then I got thinking, damn, he's right. Watch people's movement. Watch what they're doing. Listen to their conversation. Yet it's obvious they're not thinking. They would never say what they're saying. They spend almost all their time talking to you about what they don't want.
It's safer not to dream big, because to dream big is very risky. It's risky because people, A, will think you're crazy, or B, will hold you to your moonshots and then, you know, criticize you when you fail.
Life is really a single player game. It's all going on in your head. You know, whatever you think you believe will very much shape your reality, both from what risks you take and what actions you perform, but also just your everyday experience of reality. If you're walking down the street and you're judging everyone, you're like, I don't like that person because their skin color. I don't like that. Oh, she's not attractive. That guy's fat. This person's a loser. Oh, who put this in my way? You know, the more you judge, the more you're going to separate yourself. And you'll feel good for an instant because you'll feel good about yourself. I'm better than that. Mm. But then you're going to feel lonely. And then you're just going to see negativity everywhere. The world just reflects your own feelings back at you. Reality is neutral. Reality has no judgments. To a tree, there's no concept of right or wrong or good or bad.
There's the conscious mind, the subconscious, and the body. Okay? Now, the conscious mind is the thinking mind. Do you know that the average person does not think? Do you know that thinking is a subject that's not taught in school? You'll say everybody thinks. Hardly anyone thinks. I remember old Nightingale used to say, if the average person said what they were thinking, they would be speechless. Do you know what we do? We confuse mental activity with thinking.
What is the greatest expression of myself that I can present to the world? What's the vision of my future? And you begin to fire and wire those circuits in your brain, deciding what thoughts you do want to pay attention to, installing the hardware, sitting down and rehearsing the choices and behaviors you're going to make in one day. The act of mental rehearsal then begins to install the neurological hardware in your brain. And if you keep repeating it, the hardware becomes a software program. And all of a sudden, who knows? You may think like an unlimited person.
I never had anybody say to me, don't dream too big. You know why? When I would talk about shit that didn't look obvious when I said I'd buy the Jets, shit like that, but I was doing shit that made them scared to tell me not to dream too big. Mm. When I hear people get told, you're dreaming too big, I get concerned because I think they're talking and they're not doing shit.
The most commonly fired, neurologically wired set of thoughts, behaviors, and emotions that's acquired through frequent repetition. So then, how you think, how you act, and how you feel is called your personality. And your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. So the present personality who's sitting here today, called you, has created the present personal reality called your life. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
So then if you wanted to create a new personal reality, a new life, you would have to change your personality. Yes or no?
Yes.
Which means you're going to have to start thinking about what you've been thinking about and change it. Yes or no?
Yes.
You are going to have to become conscious of your unconscious habits and behaviors and become so aware of them that you don't go unconscious again. Yes or no?
Yes.
And then you're going to have to look at those emotions that keep you anchored to the past and decide, do these emotions belong in my future? Yes or no? So most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. You literally have to become someone else.
I'm going to do that as soon as I get the money. I'm going to do that as soon as the kids are out of school. I'm going to do that as soon as what? The results aren't going to change because the thinking changes. You see, you've got to say, I'm doing that. And the second you make the decision, you flip your brain onto the frequency that you have to be on to think the thoughts you have to think to get the good you want. Just think in your past. Look in your past. You'll say, I want that. It didn't matter that you didn't have the money. You say, I'm going to do that. And you'd always find the money.
So why is it that we sometimes give up on our dreams? We can give up if it gets too difficult, or we hit an obstacle, or we don't believe we have what it takes. Sometimes we give up because other people tell us our dreams are too ambitious. So here is the tool I promised you earlier. And the tool is this. When setting a goal, expand your purpose from me to we. This is a complete regeneration of how we think and how we act. By contributing to others, we get to fulfill our own dreams.
The bigger you go, the greater your moonshots, the more the doubt mounts. And at the end, you have to accept that failure is an option. Otherwise, you're stuck in incrementalism. right? I teach this and I say, listen, the day before something is truly a breakthrough, it's a crazy idea, right? So if you're trying to create something and it's not a crazy idea for most everybody else, it's not gonna be a breakthrough. It'll be an expected small incremental improvement.
When failure overtakes you, start thinking of it as if it had been a success. Start imaging the circumstances of the failures in your own imagination as being a success. When poverty threatens to catch up with you, or has actually caught up, start thinking of it as riches, and visualize the riches and all the things that you wish to do with actual riches. When fear overtakes you, just remember that fear is only faith in reverse gear. It's not an enormous thought. Fear is only faith in reverse gear. And start thinking in terms of faith by seeing yourself translating faith into whatever circumstance or things you desire.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.